The panel, chaired by two longtime allies of Governor Andrew Cuomo, voted on a package that includes tightening rules on home health care programs, including one that allows sick or disabled New Yorkers to employ relatives to help with their care. It also recommends enacting new rules to make it harder for New Yorkers with prior assets to qualify for government-funded nursing home care. The state would also try to get better control of rising drug prices by getting rid of managed care pharmacy programs and replacing them with fee-for-service programs instead. The shift would eliminate insurance company middlemen known as pharmacy benefit managers, who critics say help to inflate drug prices. The plan would also cut the reimbursement rate to health care providers by just under 1%. That would total about $400 million in cuts to hospitals. It would save a total of $1.6 billion. The plan also takes into account $900 million in savings to Medicaid already implemented in the current fiscal year. The reductions cannot take place, though, as long as a federal emergency order is in effect that prohibits health care cuts, says a spokeswoman for the panel. The governor's budget director, Robert Mujica, who's advising the group, says the cuts won't likely be enough, though, given the state's rapidly ballooning deficit.
As we move forward, we're going to have to make some tough budget choices, not in relation to health care, but in relation to the entire state budget. And every state is going to have to be doing this.
But Mujica says some of the cuts to hospitals could be delayed as money comes in from a federal aid package approved by Congress, which would add several billion more dollars to the state's health care program. But that funding is complicated by a rule that prevents the state from passing on any new Medicaid costs to local governments. Cuomo had hoped to have counties and the city of New York pay for a larger share of the program. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.